In 1998, Ehud Barak, former Israeli general and, in fact, Israel's most decorated soldier, who would later become the country's prime minister, said this to an interviewer, quote, "If I was a Palestinian at the right age, at some stage I would have entered one of the terror organizations and have fought from there." Now, Barak, of course, was clear that he was not condoning Palestinian terrorism. He was simply recognizing that the impulse to fight back against your enemies in defense of your people, is an impulse that all humans possess, including Israelis and Palestinians. And again, to recognize that impulse is not to condone or justify the behavior of groups like Hamas. What Hamas did on October the 7th, the mass atrocities, the murder of civilians, the taking of women and children as hostages, was abhorrent. War crimes, according to Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. So, of course, the Israelis say we have to deal with Hamas, we have to defeat Hamas. But how? How do you do that? By killing more than 10,000 Palestinians, including more than 4,000 children, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, while taking out just 60 senior or mid-level Hamas leaders? That's according to the Israeli military, which claims to have also killed thousands of Hamas fighters. But think about it, that's around 70 kids killed for every Hamas commander. That level of killing of innocents is going to end Hamas? Especially when we don't even know exactly how many Hamas leaders or even fighters are being eliminated? Really? When you see a young boy looking for his parents, who are now dead because of an Israeli airstrike on their refugee camp, you don't think that young boy might grow up seeking revenge, perhaps even join Hamas to get it, as even Ehud Barak once suggested? When you see a father digging with his bare hands in the rubble trying to find the bodies of his son and daughter who've been killed, again, by an Israeli airstrike, you think that father is going to be less likely or more likely to support Hamas against Israel? We've seen this movie before. In 2009, Israel bombed Gaza. In 2012, Israel bombed Gaza. In 2014, Israel bombed Gaza. And every time innocents were killed, and yet Hamas emerged stronger than before. Writing in the New York Times last month, former Israeli Special Forces soldier turned anti-occupation activist Ben-Sion Sanders reflected on that last Gaza conflict, Operation Protective Edge in 2014, in which Israel killed over 2,000 Palestinians, two-thirds of them civilians, according to the UN. "Going into Gaza to eliminate the Hamas threat was," he writes, "the lie they told us, and the lie that's being repeated today, that we can decisively eliminate the threat of Hamas through a military operation. In the years since, Hamas has only grown stronger, despite our sacrifices and despite the death and destruction we had wrought on Gaza." Now, you might say, well, that's why Israel, this time round, has to totally defeat, totally destroy, eradicate Hamas once and for all. But even if that were possible, and that's a big if, you don't think there can be a Hamas 2.0? Especially with the occupation and the siege of Gaza ongoing? Especially with hundreds of thousands of Gazans furious over the killing of their innocent family members, their kids? Have we forgotten that Al-Qaeda was the worst of the worst until ISIS came along? And that ISIS was a product, in part, of foreign occupation? Look, you cannot kill your way to victory over a foreign occupied people. We know this. We, America, saw this play out in Vietnam and more recently in Afghanistan and in Iraq. The French saw it happen in Algeria, the Brits in Kenya. People resist. They fight back. And yes, as we saw in all those places, they do horrible things. As the retired Israeli general and military strategist Shlomo Brom told The Economist in the immediate wake of the October 7th Hamas attacks, "It is absurd to hope that Israel can indefinitely contain, with its military might and security services, millions of Palestinians who claim the right to self-determination and a free, normal life. Eventually, the oppressed will rise against their oppressor." Again, this isn't to justify what Hamas did. To explain is not to excuse. What they did was inexcusable. And yet, our experiences in Afghanistan and Iraq in particular should have at least taught us, as Americans, that just dropping bombs and killing as many terrorists as you can find and accusing anyone who criticizes you of being pro-terrorist doesn't get you anywhere. In fact, it's totally self-defeating. Our war on terror produced only more war and more terror. Why should we believe Israel's will be any different?